Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Mohana Basu, special correspondent at the Print, and today I will tell you all about how the lumpy skin disease vaccine was developed at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research. Lumpy skin disease, a viral cattle outbreak, has been wreaking havoc in several Indian states, including Gujarat, Rajasthan, and Punjab, killing a reported at least 8,000 animals in the past few weeks, though ground workers claim that the numbers are much higher. Cases have also been reported from Haryana and Himachal Pradesh. In a major breakthrough, two institutes of the agricultural research body, ICAR, have developed an indigenous vaccine for the lumpy skin disease in cattle. The center plans to commercialize this vaccine, developed by the two institutes at the earliest, in order to control the lumpy skin disease, which has led to the death of cattle in six states. We spoke to Dr. Daveen Kumar at ICAR National Research Center on Equines in Haryana, who led the vaccine trials, to understand how the vaccine was created. In a telephonic conversation with the Print, Dr. Kumar explained that he had first isolated the virus in 2019 from Ranchi. For the last 3 years, the team has been working on it. Caused by a Caprepox virus, lumpy skin disease, which affects both cows and buffaloes, gets its name from the large, firm nodules that develop on the skin of the cattle as a result of the disease. Depression, conjunctivitis, and excess salivation are some of the other symptoms found in these animals. Eventually, the nodules burst, causing the animals to bleed. There is currently no cure for the viral disease, and treatment mostly targets clinical symptoms. Currently, the vaccine being used against the disease is the goat pox vaccine, which provides some degree of protection against lumpy skin disease too. But according to Dr. Kumar, the efficacy of the vaccine is about 60%. Lumpy Provac, which is the lumpy skin disease vaccine developed in India, is a live attenuated vaccine, which means it contains weakened strains of the lumpy skin disease virus. To weaken the virus samples, researchers conducted genetic engineering experiments known as serial passaging. Serial passaging is a process of growing a virus in iterations to either study the properties of the mutated virus or to develop a strain that has the desired properties. In this case, researchers used cells derived from the kidney of an African green monkey known as Vero cells to grow 50 new generations of the virus. Each iteration takes about a week. The entire process of arriving at the correct attenuated strain took 1.5 years. The vaccine was then tested on mice and rabbits for safety. When the vaccine appeared safe in mice and rabbits, the team decided to go ahead with field trials. The first animal trials were carried out in 15 calves in Uttarakhand's Mukteshwar between April and June this year. The trial showed that the vaccine was also safe for cattle in the field. Next, a randomized control trial was carried out in dairy farms at Udaipur and Banswara in Rajasthan in July. As many as 700 cows and buffaloes, including those that were pregnant and lactating, along with calves, were administered the vaccine. The results from these trials showed that the vaccine was not only safe, but also more effective in preventing lumpy skin disease among cattle. A live attenuated vaccine has better efficacy and is effective for up to 1 year, unlike inactivated vaccines, which provide short-term protection against the disease. An example of the inactivated vaccines is the COVID vaccine or Covaxin. Lumpy Provac is stored in a freeze-dried form and needs to be stored at 4 degrees Celsius. ICAR will now invite expressions of interest from pharmaceuticals for the commercialization of this vaccine. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent, signing out of the Print AM. Along with our photo editor Praveen Jain, we are covering the outbreak from the affected districts of Gujarat and Rajasthan. Do follow us on social media to track our reports on the outbreak.